This week's episode of the Can Man Show is brought to you by Dublin City Pub. Be sure to check out their fine fares at 415 First Street Southeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And the show is also brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/canman. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, your iPhone, your Zune, your iPad, your MP3 player, your mom, your CD player. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How you doing? Joining me tonight is not Kevin. Kevin is out ill yet again. I'm seeing a pattern here. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Kevin. Joining me tonight on my left-hand side would be Dan, the man.
The man, Dantastic, what it is, Alpers.
Yeah, what it is. And then on my right... Corey, the not gay Corey, Jordan.
Bach and calls. Rock and walls.
Rock and calls.
I like the patterns you got going in the paint here.
Yeah, no, some of the foam, long story, but some of the foam fell off the wall. Bad glue.
And the glue took the paint with it.
Yeah.
When I came in, I honestly thought that was something that people did on purpose.
It looks cool, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm an artist. That's what they say.
You're a glue artist.
Glue sniffer,
just
maybe.
Talking about glue?
I don't know. Were we?
Were
something
we?
About
no,
something
no, 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 no,
like
I was,
glue?
No, no, no. I was singing we? The Spies Like Us theme song. Do you remember that?
No.
By Paul McCartney. Wasn't it Paul McCartney?
I believe it.
Yeah, I think it was Paul McCartney.
Was.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or perhaps Duran Duran.
No, it was Paul McCartney. Anyway, so how y'all doing? How you guys doing?
Good.
It's good.
Got me all thrown.
Good.
For
sorry,
a
I,
loop.
I threw Dan for a loop.
Yeah.
Good luck with
so
that.
So how am I? I don't know.
Did you guys have a good week?
Thrown for a loop.
I had a...
2 weeks.
I had a pretty good week.
You had a good 2 weeks? You have a good birthday?
2 weeks. I had a wonderful birthday.
You had a good birthday? Good. Yeah, it has been 2 weeks since we recorded a show.
Yeah, it's been three since I've recorded
a show. Did you have a good birthday for him?
You know, I wasn't invited, but I still love him.
I didn't have
And
a
you know what?
Party.
What the sad thing? We had a pool party on Saturday, and people were asking me where Dan was. Where's Dan? Because the theme of the party was boobies.
Oh, okay.
And they listen, and they know, and they're like, "Where's Dan? You should have brought Dan." And I was like, "Well, you should have told me to bring Dan. I would have grabbed him by the ear."
So Carla was there.
Yes. Yes, she was.
I've been to your parties before.
Yeah, and it was a long one too.
Carla likes to show her boobies.
Long party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all night kind of thing?
1 a.m. is when we left, and they were still going when we left.
That was the pool party over at their house then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we had a designated driver that wasn't Lisa or I, so we both got kind of ripped. So
that's awesome. Ooh.
It's rare that I get ripped, but I did it on purpose. They were doing beer bongs, only it was this fruit juice.
Rumspringer!
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to... I had probably the most awesome vacation in my life, other than when we went to Hawaii. Hawaii was pretty awesome, but this one, up there, we...
Yeah, you're still moving up and down.
Yeah, I feel like my body has not adjusted to being on land, so I feel like Jack Sparrow. You know, I'm kind of walking like I'm drunk, and I haven't had anything to drink in like 3 days. So, I don't know.
You're going to have to go outside at least an hour every day just to keep that tan.
Yeah, I got to maintain this tan. I'm pretty dark.
Open sleeves. How high does it? Not your sleeves, Chad.
I pulled up the bottom of my
shirt. Okay, you do not know what sleeves are.
Hey, screw it. I'm taking my shirt off.
Oh my God! I'm not paying for this.
And okay, now I gotta say it's a good solid tan. You were
no sunburn.
You were going the full walrus, man.
Yeah. I've got the full.
Said it because you walrus, can. Man.
Yeah, well,
I can't call you guys anything. Because, you know.
Watch your hand there, Dan. I'm drinking again. My mic off.
You think that'll translate onto the?
He's got me verklempt.
I got big nipples.
His moobs hanging out.
I've seen bigger.
Yeah,
on a guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, had a great trip.
At your party?
No, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about the man boobs.
Yeah. So we went to
I'm okay with that.
We were on the Royal Caribbean. The boat was Freedom of the Seas.
Freedom of the Seas.
And that thing is in 2009, it was the Guinness Book World Record holder for the world's largest boat, basically. Passenger ship. It holds, I think they said 4,200 guests.
How many lifeboats did it have?
Enough for everybody.
Excellent.
It also had 2,000 people on board working there, something like that. Like,
holy mother.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people on that sucker.
It's like a small city.
It is a city. Yeah. It is a city. And it is absolutely the most awesome. It's like going to camp. It really is. I mean, you go to camp when you're a kid. Did you go to a camp when you were a kid?
I was a camp counselor.
No.
Well, yeah, so you know what it's like to be a camp counselor.
It was just awful.
Well, but the kids would come and go every week.
Yep,
and true. Then, you know, every week you'd have a new person in the cabin, a new person to, you know, show them what it's like to be on one of those things. I imagine that's what it's like for some of those employees on that boat.
Oh.
That they're camp counselors, really.
Yeah, yeah, except the girls are old enough that you can date them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the thing is awesome. Right up the middle, the Grand Promenade had two different restaurants, a couple different bars, like a wine bar. There's an Irish pub.
Did they have
a McDonald's? Had a pizza place. No, they didn't. It was not a commercial. I mean,
okay, so it was just all in-ship stuff?
Right,
okay.
in-ship stuff. But each place had their own unique, like one place made a burger one way, and one place made a burger another way. So if you had a certain way you liked your food, you could go to a different restaurant and try it.
Oh, that's cool.
One of the restaurants of the promenade the cafe was open all the time. So you can go anytime and get half a dozen cookies and milk or a sandwich just made up all the time. The pizza joint was open till like midnight every night. Anytime that you wanted to go get food, you could find food on the boat.
Did you cross time zones while you were driving around?
Yeah, but it stayed on the... We were in the Eastern time zone.
Oh, so they didn't change time zones?
They don't change time zones on the boat, but like in Ocho Rios, Jamaica, which is a crap hole, by the way. It is the nastiest place I've ever been in my entire life. I would never go back to Jamaica again unless I was... Even if we went there on another cruise, I would not go back to Ocho Rios, and I'll go back to that here in a minute.
Okay.
But... best part of the vacation, we went to Grand Cayman, Georgetown, and we had Connie had chartered a boat through this guy named John Michael, and I'm going to put his contact information out there because if you ever go out, want to go on an awesome excursion adventure, he is a great host. His boat is nice. He was very friendly. Very knowledgeable, took you places that the big group tours don't go. Took us out to the sandbar in the middle of the ocean, where all the tours go, the boat tours. They call it Stingray City, and you know stingrays, the big
they're the rays. They're like sharks.
Steve Irwin. Yeah, Steve Irwin. Okay.
Crikey, they got Steve.
Yeah. Anyway, they take you out to this big sandbar in the middle of the ocean, probably a mile and a half either direction to any sort of land.
Okay.
And the water's only waist to chest deep. And we were out there, and the water is so clear, you can see the bottom.
Absolutely clear, isn't it?
You just jump out the side of the boat. The girls had an awesome time. That was probably the best day. Because I think it's because this John Michael guy, JM, we like to call him, Made a lot of fun. So after we did the Stingray City thing, we did the he took us snorkeling off a coral reef there, and it was just the coolest thing in the world. I've snorkeled before in Hawaii. I don't know, this place was amazing. And then we went to this part in Grand Cayman called Rum Point. Rum, like the beverage.
Yeah.
It's got, if you picture any Corona commercial, where they've got the white sand beach, and the crystal blue water, and the palm trees, and they had these, look like sails hanging from the trees to keep the sun off of you. It was shades. It was awesome. We went to this little restaurant there, very reasonably priced, had a salad, and went out. We were right on the water, so you can walk right out into the water if you wanted to. Then we took a walk on the beach, is like a mile long. And then he brought a couple starfish up from the bottom to show us. And then took us back. I thought the Cayman Islands were built, they were volcanic. I thought most islands were volcanic down, you know, in other parts of the world. Just the Hawaiian islands are made from volcanoes erupting. Yeah. Yep. Well, these things are made out of mangroves and coral reefs.
Huh.
So the mangroves landed on the coral reefs. The mangroves, you know how they've kind of got the roots that spread way out?
Yeah.
Well, they spread way out, then they collect sediment, and then they drop into the water, and the sediment just builds up on the mangroves. And that's how the island was made.
Wow.
Didn't know you'd learn a science lesson, did you?
How did
but I thought it was
Mr. How Wizard?
Did you get out there, though? That's the question.
How do you get out there?
No, how did they get out there, the mangroves?
It was a sparrow.
A coconut.
Oh, my God. Exactly well, what is the airspeed velocity of a laden Caribbean sparrow?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was wondering. But I imagine that's how it happened. But, you know, we got to see jellyfish. He brought up a couple sea urchins. It was awesome. We also got to go to Haiti, Labadee, Haiti. That was a neat place. Beach was nice. So the first place we left from Port Canaveral. You could see Kennedy Space Center from our porch. We had a deck kind of thing, lanai if you're in Hawaii, and you could see Kennedy Space Center. And then
there wasn't a launch.
No, there wasn't. Yeah.
That would have been a great way to start.
Yeah. Anyway, so Port Canaveral. We went to Downtown Disney in Orlando the night we got there. Mm-hmm. Ate at. Have you ever been to one of those Rainforest Cafes?
Yes.
They have a sister restaurant called the T-Rex. And it's exactly the same kind of thing, except it's all dinosaurs.
And the waitresses keep dropping your trays because their arms aren't long enough.
I really didn't know where he was going with that.
No, that wasn't the case. But anyway, that was in Downtown Disney.
Whoops.
And I got to stop at the House of Blues, and I got a Blues Brothers t-shirt, and that was like the most talked about t-shirt the whole time. It's really cool. I'd be wearing it now, except for it's dirty.
And your
He's
shirt
not
was,
wearing a shirt yeah, at
I'm
all.
I'm not
now.
Wearing a shirt. Yeah. I'm wearing my tan. Who needs a shirt when you got tan? Even fat guys can walk around.
You know, if we could take all the hair off of his chest and make a full.
Oh no,
dude! There were people. There was this guy on the boat where I swear that he was in the water. I swear the deck attendant was going to tell him to take his sweater off before he got. <to the water. laughs> It was that thick. The guy was a woolly mammoth.
Oh,
Cro-Magnon. The funny thing is, he didn't have like a unibrow or hair on the top of his head. It was all on his back.
Oh yeah, that's where the testosterone makes it go.
It's crazy.
He's very testosterone-y.
Yeah.
Also known as the other San Francisco treat.
I was going to say something along that line, testosterone. Anyway, so the first excursion or first island we hit was Haiti. And you think, okay, this place was just hit by an earthquake a little while ago.
Yeah.
Not this part of it. Didn't look like it. I mean, if it was, they cleaned it up really fast.
Well, Haiti's big. It's if an earthquake hits one spot, doesn't mean it's going to
hit the
whole
country. But it's not that far from Port-au-Prince. It's not that. And it's just, I'm sure it got affected. But they, you know, the cruise, the Royal Caribbean owns that part of the area. Mm-hmm. There's not that many buildings if they did fall down for them to put them back up again. But it was very nice. Christina got in the ocean. First 5 seconds we get in the ocean, she lost her footing because it was kind of a rocky beach area. Mm-hmm. Put her hand down on a sea urchin and has two quills in one of her fingers.
Ow.
Still there.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then from there, we went to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, which was just a crap hole. Once you get past customs or whatever, the gate from the boat, from the dock, there's people asking you, hey, you want to buy this, you want to buy that. I had five people between the one end of the street to the other, asked me if I wanted to buy weed. I'm like, no, thanks.
Just looking for oregano.
Not my thing. Not my thing.
Wow. Were they selling you boxes to put your weed into?
You've got to admit, and I mean, that's their religion there, okay? You're Rastafarians. They smoke religion. They smoke weed for religion.
Not a Rastafarian. I'm simple Dutch baker.
But I did not like how aggressive the people there were. They were right up in your face all the time. Hey, man, how you doing? Solid, you know, respect. You know, you tap your hand, you do the fist pump. I'm like, nope, see you guys.
You don't fist a guy.
Corey.
I don't care what country you're in. You do not fist a guy. Even in Greece, no fisting.
No, Christina forgot to pack the girls' underpants. So the first place we could go to find their underpants was Jamaica.
What the hell?
Well, we asked the cruise ship lady, you know, where to go. And they said, well, if you go up this road and turn left, across the street from Burger King is the store you can go to. And
they didn't have clothing stores on the ship?
They had, they didn't sell like, it's not like Walmart.
Oh, so they sold like t-shirts
like
and...
Okay. Yeah, it's like a mall. There's a souvenir shop that sells like stuffed animals. It'll sell Advil, Tylenol, whatever. There's a duty free shop where you can buy all the cigarettes you want, all the booze you want, tax free.
If you can do that, that's the way to go. Cigarettes no longer cost $8 a pack if you're buying them duty free.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know, I don't smoke, so and I don't drink that often. They didn't have Jameson. I was going to buy a bottle of Jameson for Ryan, but Jameson's whiskey. Yeah. But whatever. They had a clothing shop. Was a little upscale.
I'm going to go ahead and speak for the room. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, I put my shirt back on. But, you know, it was cool. After that, we went to the Cayman Islands, did that excursion thing with John Michael. Mm-hmm. And then the other place we went was Cozumel and swam with the dolphins.
Oh, wow. Now, where's Cozumel? Is that another island?
Mexico.
Mexico, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an island off of Mexico.
Is it?
Yeah. That was probably, Christina says that was her favorite part, was swimming with the dolphins. They take you into this aquarium kind of place where there's like four or five different areas that are roped off. The guy's very knowledgeable, gives you kind of a hands-on tour of the dolphins and where to touch and that kind of thing. And they teach you a few hand signals.
Where not to touch.
Yeah, where not to touch, what
stole
not to
that
do.
From me.
I was raped by a dolphin.
Yeah, I heard that story.
At least you didn't do the raping of the dolphin.
Well, no, that was a bear.
By touching in the wrong place.
Oh, wait, that's for a later segment.
Anyway, we'll go back to that. But that was Christina's favorite part. But the whole vacation, okay, Steve, you know, my father-in-law, Red Dog, Steve.
Yeah, Red Dog.
First night we get there, or second night we're on the boat, we see this comedian. His name is Adam Ace, okay? He is really good. In fact, he's performing in Illinois this week somewhere. He's in Illinois this week.
Look for him if you're in Illinois.
Yeah. Anyway, he wears a lot of red. You can Google him, Adam Ace. He's hilarious. Okay. Anyway, as part of his show, he has audience participation, and he pulls Steve out of the audience, and he does this dance, and everybody in the audience, this is a theater that's bigger than Theater Cedar Rapids. You can fit a lot of people in there. Mm-hmm. So we're in there, and Steve's up there, and he does this dance and, you know, asks him where he works. You know, I'm from Cedar Rapids. I work at Quaker Oats. You know, and that kind of thing. From that time through the whole end of the cruise, the whole rest of the week, everybody knew Steve. Everybody.
Wow.
All over the world. Hey, people on this ship from all over the world.
You're dancing.
Knew Steve. But this, it gets better. It gets better. So we're like walking through like the restaurants there on the boat. People are chanting, Steve, 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 Steve.
So who's this?
Quaker Oats guy.
Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats.
We call him Red Dog.
Red Dog. That's Red Dog.
Red Dog.
Red Dog.
So that's
Red
Dog. He's famous.
Yes, he's famous. Okay. I like his laugh.
World famous, actually.
Yes, now he is. All right, cool. So where are you guys from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Jersey.
Massachusetts.
Jersey. All right, cool.
Mass.
Awesome. Here.
The Can Man Show.
The Can Man Show.
Steve, give us a little laugh.
Can we see the dance? Can we see the dance?
You want the dance too?
Oh yeah.
Steve.
Like, he is a freaking celebrity. Okay? It gets better.
Smiles.
A night after that, they do this game show. They do game shows on the boat. And the one game show they did is Love and Marriage. It's like the Newlywed Game. Mm-hmm. They bring three couples up out of the audience. a freshly married couple, like just a few days married.
Right.
A middle couple, you know, 10 to 20 years married. And that's someone that's been married over 50 years. So an old couple. Mm-hmm. And then they bring them up and they ask them embarrassing questions that they about their partner that they have to answer. And then
to the best of their ability,
and then they come back on and guess, did I get the right answer?
If they get the wrong answer, they get smacked.
So to get up on stage for the youngsters, they did like a raffle for the newlyweds, for the newly married couples. For the old people, they just found someone who was old and still alive and that had been married more than 50 years.
Yeah, that's a much smaller pool.
Yeah, clearly. Much smaller pool. For the middles, they did kind of a audition where they had the woman read or say a line. I am Jane. Where's my Tarzan or something like that? And Connie did something like, I'm Jane. Where the hell have you been, Tarzan? Something like that. And then everybody already knew Steve from the comedy show.
Right.
So people in the audience were already shouting, Steve, 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 Steve. So by a round of applause, they got up there on stage. So for the rest of the ship, they were celebrity couple.
Oh my God,
Steve and Connie.
And they were on. And wow. after they do this, they record it. It's like a TV studio in there too. So they have like three cameras, all these different camera angles of them in the audience, of them on the show, mm-hmm. and they produce the whole show. They put it on the in-house TV network, mm-hmm. the Royal Caribbean TV. And they play it over and over and over again. So the people that didn't go to the show, by the time you were done with the cruise, watched it and thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world. So we're getting off the boat on Sunday morning, and this whole family from Japan, Steve, quick old man, Steve. They got his autograph.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. It was like being on the boat with Brad Pitt or something, you know?
Wow.
But
and here's where Amy says,
well,
Dad,
I gotta say,
jealous,
being on a boat with Brad Pitt, you would get almost no strange.
But anyway,
I don't know where that
anyway,
came from.
Anyway, so that was a really fun part of the ship, the trip on the ship. But I was gonna say, on the Grand Promenade, they had all those shops. Going back to that, they had one night from 7 to 9 o'clock where they had all these watches. Okay. For $10. Any watch you want, $10. And they had all these digital fancy watches and all this stuff. Steve bought this watch and he wasn't sure if he liked it, so he traded it in and he got this watch that was freaking huge. I call it the gauntlet. Okay? I mean, it was about...
Can deflect
about
laser bolts,
two or three inches wide. If you turn the light on, you could light up a room. Okay? And... He was wearing it one night, and I'm like, Steve, that is such an awesome watch. When you got it, did you get a free lariat, an invisible jet? Did you have to give it to Diana?
Did you get yourself a nice
Tiara? You know, if you got another one of those and hit the lights, you could move your arms a direct airplane. and I went on like that for like an hour.
Couldn't imagine.
Steve takes it off. It's like I hurt his feelings. I'm like, I'm sorry, Steve. So then he puts it back on. I'm like, no, I really do like that watch, Steve. I'm just giving you a hard time. Can you deflect bullets? And he's like, oh, you know. So we get to the airport yesterday, and he's wearing his old watch again. I'm like, Steve, I really do like that watch. He's like, whatever. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll take it.
Okay, $5, you can have it.
So as soon as he gets his bag open, I'm going to have the gauntlet. I'm wearing the gauntlet. Well, my watch is kind of got water in it.
Does it have fingers?
The gauntlet? No.
Okay.
No, but it's like, I think it's pretty awesome. It's just huge.
If it's in this region of your arm, that would be a bracer.
It's like a sweat blanket. Yeah, a bracer. Yeah, gauntlet, bracer.
Yeah, bracer.
You'll have to wear sweatband. That to Chicago Con.
But I will be wearing I'm still going to call it the gauntlet.
It's the gauntlet.
So that's its name, the gauntlet.
Mighty.
Mighty.
You could probably get that.
By the power
so that,
of my
that
watch.
It'll be the watch. But one night we ate in the restaurant. They have this thing called the Windjammer, which is open all the time, pretty much except for late at night, where you can eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or you can go to this dining room. The dining room was designed after the dining room in the Titanic. Just a grand dining room, three levels, big staircase, where they have entertainment in the middle of the staircase.
Maybe it's just me, but I don't think I'd want to go on a boat that has anything modeled after anything that was on the Titanic.
This was just amazing. I would like to, if I can get a travel company to sponsor us to go on a Can Man Show cruise next year and see if we can organize something like that. It's not cheap, guys. But if we can get a group of people together, you get better rates that way.
Yeah.
I would love to go back on that boat or one of the other, the Oasis class ships. That's a Freedom class. It's the Freedom of the Seas. Mm. The Oasis class is even bigger.
So the Freedom class is like the Galaxy class, whereas the other one is the Sovereign class. Do they have quantum torpedoes on the new ones?
I don't know, dude. But Does the captain have
his own little ship that
comes out? Not only do they have a Grand Promenade, which is like the big mall thing I was talking about, but they also have Central Park. They have Midway. What do they call them? Boardwalk.
They have a wooded boardwalk. They have like an actual Central Park. Like woods
area.
And
yeah,
oh my,
on the boat.
That's a big boat.
The boat is divided into neighborhoods. It has neighborhoods on it.
Was there a steerage? Because that's where I'd want to stay.
You could stay in steerage if you really wanted to. A room without a window.
Yeah, you could.
And you're not in the room a lot.
And the big main room in the middle where everyone's dancing the Irish and drinking the whiskey.
I spent an awful lot of time on the deck on our porch. Hmm. You know our.
Your deck.
Did you make it all the way to the front? At any point during the cruise, hang off the front with your arms wide.
They had it kind of roped off.
So you couldn't do King of the World thing?
Yeah, I was going to do it, but I didn't.
Did they have a guinan?
I did not see a guinan, but there was a girl that looked like Whoopi Goldberg on there.
10 forward?
Yeah, yes. 10 forward. Yeah,
I am a Star Trek fan.
You are a Star Trek fan.
So,
speaking of Star Trek.
But seriously, if anyone is interested in sponsoring us that is a travel agent and can hook us up with deals... a Can Man Show cruise, and would like to go cruising. And then on the other hand, if you'd like to take a cruise with us sometime next year, we'll try and organize one if we get enough interest and if we can get a sponsor.
Yeah, and
because
if I get a job.
It's not cheap, guys. You're talking like $1,500 a person.
Right.
But it is the most amazing thing. You won't have to worry about food unless you go off the boat. The only thing you have to pay for is your drinks. And the gambling in the casino. Because they have a casino
on
the
boat. That was one of the things I was
gonna ask. Oh, and an ice skating rink. They have an ice skating rink on there where they had an ice show. Like, I've seen Michelle Kwan and Scott Hamilton skate before. This was just as good as those guys. These guys are like European stars.
Except those two people have never skated on a rink that was moving.
Right. But it's not as big as like the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. You couldn't play hockey on it.
Oh, okay.
It's about two-thirds the size. So, but it's big enough to do an ice show.
Yeah.
People are doing flips and jumps, and you can get fast enough to do big spins. And oh, yeah.
How much space do you need to do a triple Lutz?
I don't know, but they were doing them.
I know words.
You do.
Sow cow? That one always gets me.
A quadruple sow cow.
Yeah, that sounds kind of insulting. But guys, I don't mean to ramble on about this boat, but damn, it was the most awesome thing.
Now, you left from Florida?
Florida.
How'd you get down there? Flew?
Funny you should ask. We took Delta Airlines.
Okay.
We were supposed to leave Saturday morning at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. P or A?
A.
Okay.
In the morning, 6 A. And so we had the whole family, my four-year-old, my eight-year-old, my son who didn't sleep the night before.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to sleep on the plane, though.
Get the first flight of the day, delayed.
Oh,
it was delayed enough that they had to rearrange our flight to Florida.
Your connection flight.
Our connection flight.
Yeah.
So we, instead of going through Detroit, we ended up going through Minneapolis. And
that's a good airport.
So instead of getting into Orlando at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we got into Orlando at almost 9 o'clock at night.
Holy cow! Oh.
So we still went to Downtown Disney, because we want the girls to experience some of the Disney, which is about 40 minutes from the hotel.
Yeah. Now, did you basically get off the plane and go straight to the park?
We got off the plane, went straight to the hotel, and then from there we just threw our bags in the room, and then had the lady call us a shuttle, to Downtown Disney.
Okay.
Which was open. It was a Saturday night. They were open late.
Fireworks show? Did you get to see that?
Did not get to see the fireworks. We totally got screwed out of everything. Oh. We were supposed to have reservations to eat dinner with the Disney characters at one of the Disney restaurants.
And you got screwed out of that.
Because they had to rearrange your flights.
And I know this show isn't sponsored by any airline, but I always fly Northwest.
I've flown United, I've flown Southwest,
United, American, yeah. Those are the ones that were hijacked. I mean, I'm sure there was a reason for that. So, no, I won't fly them. Yeah. Delta, I've flown Delta once, and that was on my way to basic training. Never fly them again.
Yeah,
they took me
to basic training.
They took me to a bad place, so I blame them.
It's all there.
Northwest brought me home from Korea.
Yeah.
Got me back to Korea, and then brought me home again from Korea. So Northwest is my favorite airline. And, you know, I've never missed a connection. I was never late. I was never forced off a plane.
Yeah, United, when we were in Hawaii, we got delayed quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
Both ways, to and from. We were delayed like 10 hours coming home.
You know, once they finish that road from San Diego to Hawaii, airlines are going to just go under.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It doesn't have to be true. I just said it. It must be true.
Yeah,
don't they need Lex Luthor to blow California off the map to make that happen, though?
No. No. Anyone can do it.
And then
doesn't have to be Lex Luthor.
There's a stop at Otisville.
Otisville.
Otisville. You know, that brings to mind something that I found on the internet a while ago, something called howitshouldhaveended.com. Have you guys ever been to this website?
No.
It's great. They basically take movies and find the fatal flaw in the movie and show where the movie actually should have ended and how. The Superman movie.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one?
The Richard Donner one.
When Luthor tells Superman, even with your great speed, there's no way you could possibly get both missiles. And Superman says, wait, what did you just say? Even with your great speed. Okay, wait one moment. Flies up. 2 seconds later, flies down holding two huge missiles. And he goes, are these the missiles you're talking about? Luther's like, what? I flew around the Earth like 6 times. These are the only 2 giant missiles I saw out there.
Yeah, he was fast enough to back it up.
Oh.
That should have been how it ended.
Yeah. Good call. The Lord of the Rings, and this one.
Giant eagles should have taken them straight to Mount Doom.
Yeah. They're at Elrond's place, and they're like, okay, we have a fellowship of people to take the ring. And Gandalf goes, I have an idea. You see Frodo in the claws of a giant eagle as it flies over Mount Doom, and he drops it, and our friend Gollum jumps after him into the volcano with the and as they're flying back, this problem solved. They're flying back on the giant eagles, and one of the hobbits goes, you know, can you imagine if we'd walked all that way? One of us might have died.
One of us.
Nice.
Yes. They have many, many movies that they fix.
So it's how it
should have ended.com, and their abbreviation is HISHE. Heishi.
Okay. That's awesome. That's good. That's a great resource.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
You know, right now, we've been at this for about 30 minutes. I think it's time to mention our sponsor.
Woot.
You're affected by Titania. That's her word. For you, the listeners of this wonderful Can Man show.
Titania.
You mean Titania?
No, Titania.
Okay.
Titania. You'll always be Titania to me.
Titania.
Go ahead, Chad. Please.
You guys are listening. You love the show, or you wouldn't be listening at least this far into it after all that rambling of me.
Especially
and
after last
vacation.
Month. Holy cow, people. Thanks.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a record month.
Keep it up.
2,566, beating our previous monthly download record of 1,802.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you for listening. And for listening to this show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Now, the recommendation this week is by George Carlin. It is When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops? By George Carlin. Read by George Carlin. It's like 11 hours of George Carlin reading. Should be good.
God,
so
rest
gonna play
his soul.
Love you, George. I'm going to play a quick sample of it right now.
Euphemisms. It's a whole new language. Euphemistic language turns up in many areas of American life in a variety of situations. Not all euphemisms are alike, but they have one thing in common. They obscure meaning rather than enhancing it. They shade the truth, but they exist for various reasons. Sometimes they simply replace a word that makes people uncomfortable. For instance, the terms white meat, dark meat, and drumstick came into use because in Victorian times, people didn't like to mention certain body parts. No one at the dinner table really wanted to hear Uncle Herbert say, "Never mind the thighs, Margaret. Let me have one of those nice, juicy breasts." It would have made them uncomfortable. And at the same time, for the same reason, belly became stomach. But even stomach sounded too intimate, so they began saying tummy. It's actually a bit sad. I first became aware of euphemisms when I was 9 years old. I was in the living room with my mother and my Aunt Lil when I mentioned that Lil had a mole on her face. My mother was quick to point out that Lil didn't have a mole, she had a beauty mark. That confused me, because looking at Lil, the beauty mark didn't seem to be working. And it confused me further because my Uncle John also had a brown thing on his face, and it was clearly not a beauty mark. And so on that day, I discovered that on some people, what appeared to be moles were actually beauty marks. And as it turned out, they were the same people whose laugh lines looked a lot like crow's feet. By the way, that whole beauty mark scam worked so well that some women routinely began using eyebrow pencils to apply fake beauty marks. A fake mole being something no self-respecting woman would ever think of giving herself. Somehow I can't imagine Elizabeth Taylor turning to Joan Crawford and saying, "Lend me your eyebrow pencil, Joni. I'm going to put a fake mole on my face." By the way, it was only a few years after the Aunt Lil incident that I took comfort in the fact that some people apparently thought my ugly pimples were nothing more than minor skin blemishes. Another role euphemisms play is to simply put a better face on things, to dress up existing phrases that sound too negative. Non-profit became not-for-profit, because non-profit sounded too much as though someone didn't know what they were doing. Not-for-profit makes it clear that there was never any intention of making a profit in the first place. But some words that are euphemized aren't even vaguely negative. They're just considered too ordinary. For that reason, many things that used to be free are now complimentary. Asking the hotel clerk if the newspapers are free makes you sound like a mooch. But are the newspapers complimentary? Allows you to retain some small bit of dignity. This is the reason some hotels offer their guests complimentary continental breakfasts, while others give their customers free donuts. If you're one who would enjoy a closer look at euphemisms, you'll find a number of sections in the book that will interest you. I broke the euphemisms into segments because they play such a large and varied role in American speech. And I call it the new language because it's certainly new to me. I know I didn't grow up with it. And that's my larger point, that it's gotten worse over time. There were probably a few early signs I noticed, but I knew the problem was getting serious when I began to hear ordinary people refer to ideas as concepts.
And we're back.
Surprise!
We're back.
Yeah.
Something inserted here.
Yeah.
How about that, George Carlin?
George Carlin, you gotta love him, dude. And don't forget to get your free audiobook download today and your free 14-day trial. Go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman and get your free audiobook. And we get a little something from it. It helps support the show. Mm-hmm. You get something free. Mm-hmm. And if you're to buy this book, I think it's like $30.
Yep.
So you're getting it free. We're giving you $30 for free.
Yep.
Corey, you've tried the service. You like it?
Loved it. Loved it. Still love it.
Love it.
Yep.
Amy's gotten a few new things since the last time we spoke.
She's digging it?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got the third book from the True Blood series.
Yeah.
Sookie Stackhouse.
And we're watching the season. Then I'm going to listen to the book.
On the airplane, I've been reading the first one, the Dead Until Dark.
Dead Until Dark, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one's like Dead in Dallas or
something like that. I don't know yet. I haven't gotten that far. But, my former boss at where I work during the day said that the books are excellent. Yeah. And to check them out.
Far exceed the movie from what I hear.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Because the show is really good. It's an Alan Ball show. I mean, Alan Ball, you know.
But they
6 feet under.
They've added characters that weren't originally in the books. They've accentuated characters that had very small parts in the books.
Are you saying something?
Like
Tara, for instance, she was barely in the first book at all.
She had mosquito bites in the first one or in the books.
What?
What are you talking? Are you talking about? I had to get my boobie reference.
There we go. Okay, for the night.
I'm not going to say it before he does.
I think we were talking about this before the show. I was looking at T-shirts for people, and I saw one. And I'm like, oh my god, that's perfect for Dan. Too bad I don't have any money. And it said, I like boobies. And then the one I was going to get for Kevin said,
hello, hello.
So that's going to be a lot of hellos.
Yeah, it'll be a couple
bagocks. Hello, hello.
So if we could go back to True Blood for a quick second. I loaned a coworker season one last Friday, and I walked by her desk today, and she says, Dan, why didn't you tell me that True Blood was so dirty? I was like, honey, we told you, because the reason you had interest in it is because the very first scene in the very first episode, there's a lot of male nakedity in it, and you were all like, woo-woo. And so I'm all like, I'll loan it to you. And then today she's like, oh, it's offensive. I was going to have my son watch it with me. And no, you don't. No.
No.
No, not True Blood.
That's
no.
a bad idea.
Yeah.
Can I borrow that when she's done?
Great show. But the first scene.
I haven't seen
the whole season.
Oh, of
course. I just seen the first two episodes.
The first scene was a couple in a truck driving down a country road, and they decide to stop into a place that's selling True Blood.
But then after that, when you get into our established characters.
Yes, okay, fair enough.
Right. The one girl that gets murdered by the whatever.
Spoiler alert, someone dies.
You know, it's a freaking vampire show.
People are going to die. It's like 2 minutes into episode number one.
So how far really into it until the rat trays get it?
It's still fairly early in the first episode.
Yeah,
second. They don't die until the second episode.
Shut up, I thought that was in the first episode.
No, it's at the very beginning of the second episode.
Oh, okay. They die pretty early in the book, so.
Yeah.
First chapter.
Oh, wow.
In fact. So,
they got what was coming to them.
Yeah, they did.
Wow,
draining vampires.
And then season two just gets.
You know, I have trouble really condemning someone for that.
Draining a vampire of their blood. And
we're watching an episode recently, and someone said, "Wow, I think he's dead." And I was like, "He's been dead the whole season."
Yeah, he's dead.
He's a vampire. He's always.
Hello?
It's a continuing thing with him.
This
always
is
dead.
Not Bill? Twilight.
Yeah. Bill the vampire.
Not. Yeah, they don't sparkle.
Nope.
Yeah, they don't sparkle.
They hiss and pop and then burst into flames.
And little Academy Award winning actress Anna Paquin, I hear, gets naked a lot.
Yeah, more than I would have expected. She won an Academy Award?
Yeah, her very first movie. She was a child
actress. Right?
Yeah,
the piano. That was her?
Yeah.
She's also Rogue.
Yes. Yeah. Doesn't it kind of make you feel dirty knowing that you enjoy it all
I'm good.
Of same.
That's the one Harvey Keitel and, or am I thinking a different Harvey Keitel and the girl that talks to Elastigirl.
I haven't seen it, and I don't know if I could go back to that and watch it knowing that I've seen Anna Paquin's parts. I would probably just be like, this is wrong.
You know, I still love the Addams Family despite Black Snake Moan.
Nuff said. if you haven't
seen
it.
Samuel Jackson, Christina Ricci. I didn't see Black
Wednesday. Simone. Wednesday Adam wears a chain for most of the movie.
Just close your eyes when Justin Timberlake is on screen and it's all good.
It's all good.
But the, to go back to,
you didn't tell me this was doity?
It's dirty, honey. Dirty.
So, yeah, it's an HBO series, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Saw an ad for a new one about the beginning of, Prohibition. The beginning of Prohibition, and it's got Steve Buscemi in it, and I'll probably watch it.
Is there a new series on?
Yeah, that's coming up in September. Hmm. And it's one of those period ones. And, you know, HBO does that well.
They do.
They did Deadwood. They did Rome. I mean, they get tired of spending the money on it and cancel the things before they're done, but...
Which is too bad, because those are good series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they actually ended Rome. Deadwood kind of stopped.
Yeah. Seamus McNuts.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is Seamus. That's the actor's name, right? Seamus something or other.
Seamus something, yeah. 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 He went on
the
to
one
do...
that F-bomb every other word
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. John.
It's kind of...
He went on to do Kings, right?
Yeah, Kings. And that lasted four episodes.
He just sounds like a... I love that show, man. It was good. I enjoyed it. Nobody watched it.
I was told I had to watch it so that I could save it. And I was like, dude, I'm not a Nielsen box. So
yeah, no.
My watching it won't help at all.
No.
They don't care about me.
You know, I hate when they do that. They get these good stories started, and then they kill them.
Well, yeah. Big Bang Theory. They're doing the roommate agreement. And they're like, okay, well, we have to agree that Friday is going to be for Firefly. And he goes, do we really have to agree on that now? Well, we probably should do it now because that's going to be on forever.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the pilot. They went back and did that. Just, that was like last season.
But that was also a crack at CBS, too, because they almost canceled Big Bang Theory before it really took off.
Which would have been a huge mistake.
Okay, that brings up a point. I forgot I was going to talk about this. The good guys. The Colin Hanks.
Oh, Colin Hanks and Bradley.
Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, that's it.
That show, it started off a little rocky. I had mentioned I kind of liked it. It has turned into, every episode gets better. Every single episode, I have fallen in love with Bradley Whitford's character, Lieutenant Dan Stark. I don't know if he's lieutenant, but Dan Stark.
Yeah, you got to call him if someone's
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah,
but he's got this mustache. He is like super cop, okay? but he's like the anti-hero. I mean, the show is like produced similarly to the show Psych.
Uh-huh.
It's the same camera style.
Okay.
But every episode is told in flashback. They start off, and then there's something horrible happening, and then it says 24 hours earlier, and rewinds 24 hours earlier. Mm. Then something happens about 5 minutes later, 3 minutes before that, and it just it's so well crafted.
So it's almost Memento style.
TV show. I love it.
Oh, Memento.
I love it. I am addicted now to
difficult man
the good guys.
I've seen a couple episodes of that, and everything I saw I liked. I had no complaints at all.
He's got this Firebird. It's just like his baby. He doesn't work on computers, Dan, the Bradley Whitford character.
No.
Does not work on computers. If you want to get into a show, and it's lighthearted, funny, but it's a cop, you know, it's kind of a cop comedy drama kind of thing, more comedy than anything. The only thing that gets me is how much Colin is like his dad.
You know, you can tell. You can see it in the way he moves, the way he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It very much, you could tell he's very much his own person.
Yeah.
But he reminds me so much of his dad in his younger years.
He spent a lot of time with Forrest. And
well, he spent a lot of time bosom buddies. I mean, the early Tom Hanks stuff. You know, Man with One Red Shoe. I mean, Tom Hanks wasn't always, you know, an Academy Award winning actor. He was in a lot of crap.
Actually, he was a funny man before he was an actor.
Yep. Well, yeah, he did stand-up. Yep. But he did some really crappy movies. You know, he did one with Dabney Coleman, Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah, I love that movie.
He did that Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, movie. My. You know, I've never seen that.
You're going to hell for playing D&D.
The one that the people just got all crazy about. Yeah, look at that. Okay, we have to make it illegal to make... Yeah, it was Demons and Caves.
Something like that. But he... It's kind of like John Travolta in The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Oh, didn't that have Mike Brady in there, too?
I don't know.
With the full perm?
Yeah, the big fro. I don't know. That. Anyway. Sorry.
Boom. Couple of cop dramas that didn't make it that should have.
Cop Rock.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I said should have.
That was like that was like taking Glee and T.J. Hooker.
Okay, I got to say, Glee, good, T.J. Hooker, whatever. But Cop Rock, no. Someone got fired for even considering that show, and I'm glad.
Wasn't Adrian Zemed in that?
I don't know.
He was the other guy. He was in Grease 2.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was the...
I don't know if he was in Cop Rock, though. I didn't actually watch that show.
Yeah, I think he was in Cop Rock. He was in T.J. Hooker. Never mind.
Oh, okay. No, recently it was a... it's gone. Okay, never mind. Moving on.
Recently there was a cop drama, two cop dramas.
Oh, I know. I just can't remember which ones they were now.
Oh, great. I just screwed you up.
You screwed up your pooch, man cred there, Corey.
The pooch man cred
has been screwed.
So I got this email from Dan saying that we should talk about our man cred or man card. What do you explain?
Well, you know, we're geeks.
Yep.
Geeks aren't known to do the most manly stuff. Men. I don't watch football. That kind of takes away from my man cred a bit. And, I'm able to cook. It takes away from my man cred.
I cook all the time. And look at some of the big cooks right now, dude.
I know.
You know?
Emerald.
Bobby Flay. He's so gone. He's so
passive. He's got an old-looking dude.
Yeah.
Bam!
He's going to have a heart attack.
Damn butter and garlic.
He's
going to
fall over dead. Yeah,
you got to taste it. Bam.
It's okay to be a cook now. So it's okay to cook.
No, several years ago, it would have been
Brown
different.
Has made it cool to cook.
Alton Brown is awesome.
Good Eats is one of my favorite shows.
I love that balding man. I would make babies with him if I could.
If you took a cooking show and mixed it with Mr. Bill Nye, Wizard's Science World. Guy, and Mr. Wizard.
Yep, I agree.
That's the
lemon meringue show with the huge... he's like, okay, let's pull up the meringue and see what's under there. Oh, look at all the water.
And they have a warehouse full of all those props.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I learned how to make barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, slow cooked barbecue by watching that
and watching
Alton Brown.
Yep.
The way to slow cook it so the connective tissue breaks down, gets all the flavor in the meat, and you know, you don't cook something fast unless you just want to sear it.
Yeah.
But you want it to taste good. You got to get a fatty piece of meat and just melt all the fat out of it.
I fear we may have gone off on a tangent.
But no, man card. Mangent.
Mancred, continue.
No, okay, so I stand corrected. I love to cook, but at one time, that would not necessarily
Yeah, home ec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took home ec.
I was good at home ec, and so at the time, when we were middle school or early 90s, late 80s.
When I was there, it was called junior high.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the rules change the older you get.
Or as time goes by.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and but I mean, right now, if my son took home ec at Linmar, he'd probably... He probably would not have the same level of okay with itness.
Yeah, but they don't put any. They don't care anymore. Really, the things you should be teaching kids in school is the stuff that they're going to need to know to get out of the house.
Yeah,
like how to keep track of a bank account.
Yep.
What insurance is and how insurance works.
Yeah. Scam.
It's a scam, but everybody in the world is now, you know, in the United States, is required to have medical insurance.
Yeah. It's a legally government-approved scam.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's for people who can't manage their money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like me, for example. you know, if I would actually save my money, then I could afford to go to the doctor. But the doctors charge more because the insurance company pays it with the reduction. And anyway, I don't want to go there because that's
I really wish there was computer equipment insurance because I'd be able to bill more.
Yeah.
You'd be able to bill a lot more. There's food insurance. Did you know that?
No.
Food insurance?
If you lose your job, then the food insurance kicks in and starts paying you for food to get food.
You're aware that I lost my job and have no idea what you're talking about.
I think this is like for farmers. And stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actual food.
I do know what you're talking about.
For your family. You make sure your family is fed.
Well, it's called WIC, dude.
That's actual
women,
insurance.
Infants, and children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, men aren't supposed to eat that stuff. I was not allowed to eat the government cheese when she went through.
Oh,
that.
Whatever. I would eat. When we had Zachary, we were 18 years old. Okay, we were young.
Yeah.
And, you know... The only money we had coming in was my $5 an hour paycheck from Sunmart.
Living wage.
Yeah.
Hey, you worked at Sunmart? My brother worked at Sunmart.
With Dan. That's how Dan and I met.
Really?
For the very first time. I ran down a manager with a shopping cart one night.
Yeah, that's Dan hilarious. Got fired.
She made me mad.
Well, it was that one, and then when the guy was in the aisle and he said, because there's a grocery store chain in Cedar Rapids who's called Hy-Vee, and their slogan was a helpful smile in every aisle.
Yep. Yep.
The story on how Dan got fired was down the manager.
It is my story.
There was the old man asking Dan.
No, he didn't ask Dan. There was a scowling cashier.
Oh, okay.
Some
and he goes,
young
I thought
lady
there was
who was very
to be
scowly.
A helpful smile in every aisle, and Dan goes, no, that's Hy-Vee.
No, I didn't say it that way, you
no, that's Hy-Vee. Get out of my freaking store.
I smiled when I said it.
No. Drop your cheese and get out.
Dan,
you and your
Dan
government
used to
cheese.
Be a real jerk.
I was tactless.
Yeah,
not as much of a jerk as
that's
it was
one thing
just
that I hopefully rubbed off on you a little bit was this
what,
whole
a
tact,
bit of tact
thing.
Yeah, I've learned a little
bit. That's one thing I'm a master at, and I'm a debater
and
too.
Baiting. I was going to say.
So is masturbation like a man cred thing? If you don't masturbate, you're definitely a
liar.
No, you're a liar. That's what you are. It has nothing to do with being a man cred thing.
No. Yeah.
Just try to get us back on subject, and I thought that
whatever.
Would do it.
Well, you know, there is really no subject. Man cred for me is much of a BS as you know. The whole you have to be a fan of everything George Lucas puts out to be a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
No,
man,
I don't know.
I'm a man. I have a penis. I mean, Corey, yeah, he sleeps with other, not this Corey, Osborne, he sleeps with other guys, but he's still a man.
He's still got some man cred.
He's still a man.
Yeah.
You know, he
drives a Suburban.
He drives a Suburban.
I lost my man card earlier this year because I admitted on the show that I not only did I like Lady Gaga, but I voluntarily listened to her.
I listened to Britney Spears. I listen to right musicals.
Now. I need one.
On my Zune right now, I've got the Wicked soundtrack, the Fulmani soundtrack, Avenue Q. Of course, yeah, they're comedies and Wizard of Oz. Of course, Wizard of Oz, you say that, you're automatically gay.
Only if you're going over the rainbow.
Whatever. But, you know, I listen to musical theater. I love musical theater.
It's a rainbow. Do me on it. Take me to Pleasure Town.
Where are you guys going with this?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ron Burgundy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
They're riding unicorns. It was a
little stay classy.
I derail us. You can just tell me to eat the cat poop.
All right.
Stay classy.
Stay
classy, San Diego. Yeah.
And stuff, but I don't
my, speak to
that. You know, I think that if I
have
really,
many leather-bound books.
I do. I don't.
I want to be in you.
But I think
I
want to
be in you. On you. Is on it on you or in you?
On you. So I want to be on you. I said that to my wife last night, and she said, do you want to go upstairs? And I was like, whoa, that worked? And she goes, wait, what are you talking about?
I want to be on you. I want to be on you.
Dad.
Do you want to go upstairs?
I love that movie.
I think the concept of man cred
It's called Sex Panther.
It's a bit like, yeah, 65% of the time it works. Every time. It smells a bit like gasoline. It's pungent.
It's pungent.
It's illegal in 14 states.
So, you know, I guess I got to think, or I've been thinking as you guys are talking, and I'm thinking that your typical man's man, they really don't exist much anymore, do they?
I've got a couple of friends who you would consider, they
sit on the couch and eat nachos
driver.
And watch NFL football
they
and fix
hunt,
their car.
They go out and kill animals.
Yeah.
And
we were sitting at the airport yesterday in Detroit, and this guy was telling us his story of how he got stranded. He was working for a trucking company, got stranded in Texas, and needed to get back to Iron Mountain. Never flown before, how they took away all his knives, whatever.
Did he hitch?
No. But he looked like
Follow
a cowboy. He had these big boots. You know, he's like a man's man, you know?
Yeah.
Manly man. You know, he had the cowboy Fu Manchu mustache, the hat, the whole nine yards. And I, as you're talking about, you know, the manly man thing, he had the balls to ask this girl that was sitting next to him, oh, you're blonde. Is that natural?
Oh, my.
To the cripple.
Wow.
I'm like.
That is gutsy.
That's when we decided to go eat supper.
Well, no, I got to say, that was kind of a Clinton thing. And what was it? He was quoted once as saying, yeah, you try that 10 times, and 1 out of 10 times it'll work. And that one time is totally worth the 9 other slaps.
I guess.
I might have deserved that one.
But I just couldn't believe he did that. But anyway. He was a manly man. I wouldn't have the balls to do that.
Well, no, not being married and having your wife right there.
But is it balls or is it respect?
I have respect for my wife and respect for other...
And that blonde?
Do you
Did
honor,
you respect that blonde?
She was cute. I respected her.
Do you honor your wife, Chet?
I do.
Do you often offer to your wife?
Offer what?
Well, just do you offer things to your wife?
Like what, Dan?
You need to make sure that as a married man, you need to remember the two words that are most important.
Which of us is still married here at this table?
Shush.
Which of us is still married, Dan? Don't give me advice.
Fine. No, I'm trying to tell a joke.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So remember the words.
Okay.
Since you're married.
Since I'm married.
This is my advice to you since mine failed.
Okay.
Remember honor and remember offer. So to really commit those to memory, say them over and over again.
Honor offer, honor offer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Thank you.
I don't get it.
Dan.
Huh? I'm not the one that failed in my marriage. I
didn't say you failed. I just said you're not married.
No.
Did I say you failed? Did the words, you failed at your marriage, come out of my mouth other than right now?
I don't think so, but...
Did it feel like it?
Yeah, you were feeling.
That's what Steve was like when I was stopping to make fun of the gauntlet.
I need a gauntlet. You can tell me my marriage sucked. Okay, fine. Ching. Choo, choo. Shoot it back at you.
I really wish there was a camera in this
room. Rubber. You're blue.
That's something you want other people to see. Dan going, choo, choo, choo.
That was awesome.
Meanwhile, Inception's taking number one at the box office over Dinner with Schmucks. And...
Inception. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one Kevin was talking about.
That's upsetting. Yeah. Dinner with Schmucks looks like a really funny movie.
It looks funny,
Ron's
but...
Ron's in there.
I don't know.
Our good old hometown boy, Ron Livingston.
Yes, woo-hoo! He is.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of the... not the primary character. Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
And
but he kind of runs with those guys.
The office guy.
Paul Rudd was in Halloween.
He was the weatherman from Anchorman. Steve Carell.
Brick.
Yep. Cannon.
Brick, are you going to have your golf tournament again this year? No. Too many people died last year.
Brick, you killed somebody with a trident.
There's a party and you're invited in my pants.
I'm inviting you to the pants party. Do you mean to say that there's a party in your pants?
And I'm invited.
Okay.
No.
I don't know why I'm yelling. Listen to how loud I am talking.
Yeah, Brick, we love Brick.
that was the character.
So good.
Dan in real life. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
Not yet. I love
that. That movie, it caused me physical pain.
Because you laughed or cried?
No, it was just so much stress.
Yeah.
For me, I can't watch movies where someone's going to be embarrassed by stupidity, and I can't watch movies with Dan Cook. So
I liked it. I liked Dan in real life. It came out about the same time as Little Miss Sunshine.
Now, that was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it didn't have Dan Cook in it.
No, it didn't.
So would you have had trouble going to a movie, you in real life?
Well, yeah, because they owe me money for that.
Whatever.
Now, as soon as I find something called Dantastics, something or other, that's when I'm going Dantastics, to have to lay
amazing
down the
testicle
smack.
Adventure.
Amazing testicle adventure.
I bet we could find something like that.
Tentacle. Not
tentacle.
Oh, tentacle. It's esophageal ganglion.
Dan's shaking.
I'm thinking of, for some reason, the Mist came to mind again.
Oh, wow. See, there's one I haven't seen, but I want
to. I've not seen it yet either. I want to see I want to see it in black and white.
I have it.
On Blu-ray, right?
Yes.
Because the black and white version is only on Blu-ray. Yes. I'm waiting to watch it until I can watch it in black and white.
Well, then I'll bring it with me next time.
Why?
Because I hear that's the way to see it, is in black and white.
You know...
It feels very much like a Hitchcock.
The first time I saw it was in book form, and it was definitely in black and white.
Yeah, no. But
red all over?
More or less, yeah.
But it's a Frank Darabont film. It's one that I have not seen yet, and I want to see it.
You've seen Shawshank Redemption.
I've seen Shawshank.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, Frank Darabont is one of my favorite directors, not my favorite director of all time.
Going into Walking Dead, you really need to see The Mist.
Okay.
It's very Stephen King, but it's also very Frank Darabont.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand.
They do, right.
There was a guy on the boat looked just like Stephen King.
Might have been.
He was too tall, actually.
How tall is Stephen King?
Not that tall. Not as tall as this guy was. There was a lot of doppelgangers on that boat.
I've never met him in person. I've only ever seen his face in the big screen.
Without a mustache. I've seen him without...
Stephen King?
Yeah.
He's in Entertainment Weekly.
He's in like every movie he makes.
Yeah, he makes almost every movie that's one of his books. He makes a cameo.
I don't believe he was in The Mist.
He might have been.
I don't know.
He was in the Twilight. Was it Twilight Zone movie or was that Creepshow? Creepshow.
Creepshow. He was in Creepshow.
Gordy.
Yep. I could point him out to you if I were to see the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Drew Carey losing 80 pounds?
Was that on the show?
We talked about that on the break.
Yeah, that was on the break.
Drew Carey lost.
How did we
pounds?
Go from Stephen King to and The Mist to Drew Carey?
They both
because I
wear
like
glasses.
To change gears. Like
watching
that.
Him on The Price Is Right is like watching a Stephen King movie.
You know, we moved away from the man cred thing because he has none.
I have none. I don't care.
Dude, we're geeks. I think we all. I was going to say that the only thing that I
might
have,
be the only person in this room that's actually killed a human being.
Wait, what?
No, dude. When I was in the army, I didn't
on
actually
purpose?
Kill somebody, but I had a guy die in my arms.
Well, that's
that's messed up. And I'm not going to go there because it's a downer.
Yeah, why would you bring that up? What is wrong
you
with
said
you?
Something about killing people.
Well, yeah,
yeah, but
because that's fun.
What are the names of the flying horse things in the Harry Potter movie that you can only see if you've seen Death?
Pegasus.
The cold thestrals. Oh, that's right. You had to say it with the Luna Lovegood voice, otherwise I couldn't remember
thestrals?
The name of it.
Okay. I'm giving Dan a horrified look.
Yes, you are.
Where'd that come from?
The fact that I know thestrals takes away any man cred that
what
changing
the hell
my
was
own
that?
Oil has earned me.
I've never changed my own oil, but I have changed a spark plug.
Ooh,
I've put a starter on an escort wagon once.
There you go. That works.
I got out of my car with the intent to beat another driver into the ground.
Like falling down type?
I'm a sucky fighter.
No.
I always get beat up. Well, every time I try to fight, I always get beat up.
I haven't had a chance to see how well I fight because everyone runs away from me.
It's been years since I've been in a fight.
Because they know you've killed a man.
Quite literally. Everyone that... Well, this...
Dude,
jackass.
You're built like a bear.
I'm a large man.
A brick.
Hello.
He about ran me off the road.
Chad, I'm sorry. The rolling of the eyes.
Hello. So he cuts me off. So I speed up and cut him off. And he literally forces me off the road and gets out of his car. And he's doing this. And I step out.
He pulled off the road and pulled me off the road to a stop.
And he got out of his car and is punching his hand. And I get out of my car. Now, keep in mind, it's an itty bitty little blue car.
Yours.
Yeah, at the time. So I get out of the car.
It's like a Mini Cooper.
And it was a Suzuki Esteem, if you've ever seen those things.
Same thing.
They make Mini Coopers look huge.
I think driving a car like that automatically like negates any man cred you've got.
Ford Festiva.
Oh, getting out of the car, the guy sees me, jumps back in his trunk, and drives off as fast as he can.
Wow.
Because you're big.
Yeah, I'm. Back then I was even bigger.
No, but somebody like me, had I gotten out of that car... I'd have been punched in the throat like I was like, just
if
been
if you got out of the car with the proper accoutrement.
Here's the reason I didn't continue wrestling in high school. I got beat 6 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I sucked.
Okay.
I'm just not a
but
fighter.
At least you didn't suck 37 times
in a
row.
You know, that's really not bad, though. I mean, at least you got in the ring. At least
after that,
did.
I discovered theater.
Mm-hmm. You stepped in the circle. I was a thespian and a wrestler in junior high school.
Yeah.
I'm a lesbian now.
Well,
I'm a pre-op lesbian.
Okay.
That
I have
has
to think about that.
Booby parties.
Yeah.
That
I didn't have the party, but I was there.
Supposed to be at. And
yeah. I'm thinking I'm supposed to invite you to the next one. Oh, before we change the subject again, I'm sorry, Dan. I no longer think you were the prettiest man I've ever seen.
I've heard.
You found a prettier guy.
There was a prettier guy, and I couldn't help. I had to say something.
Wow.
We're at the drive-thru at Coffee Smith's.
Note that this man was gay.
Oh, at Coffee Smith's?
Yeah, we're coming around the corner, and there's a line.
You're not the gay Corey.
No, I'm the straight Corey. And this guy came out of the building, and for a moment, I thought he was a girl. I really did. He had the delicate, elf-like facial features of he was just a beautiful man. And he said, "What do you want?" And I gave
was
him my order. And I said,
"Beautiful, or was he manly beautiful?"
He was a man, and he was beautiful. You know, kind of like you.
Beautiful, like you.
And as he turned
Some
to leave, I said, "Has anyone
hot.
Ever told you you are the prettiest man ever?" And he goes, "Yeah, I've heard that." And he leaves.
What?
Yes. And then I got smacked in the head twice: once by my wife, and once by her female friend there.
Female friend, not girlfriend.
How long have you been growing that thing on your face?
Since Wednesday.
What thing?
It's only
exactly.
Been a few days.
I just caught the caught the light.
Do you have a flesh tone beard?
He does have a flesh tone beard.
Right now, I do. Eventually, it'll be copper colored.
Oh, okay.
In your dreams.
No, it.
You got like 12
does.
Whiskers.
Well, see, now,
I know,
Chad. It's not fair because he has. He's a fae, Ken.
I'm a what?
Fae-kin. You have fair hair, fair facial hair. You are fae.
Yes.
Whereas you, on the other hand, are Slavic or something.
I'm
Germanic,
sure.
Tudorian.
I'm German,
yeah.
Irish, Czech, African, and something else.
Germanic.
African.
Yeah.
English.
The dark.
Naive American?
No.
I bet you.
My
could,
wife is Native American.
I bet you could shave naive. That goatee off, and within a few hours, it'll have poof. It'll be back in a whisper.
A few weeks ago, I didn't have one.
Because your hairs are so dark. I mean.
Yeah, so don't pick on me because I'm.
Beautiful.
Hair challenged.
Don't
facial
pick on me.
Hair challenged.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Amy wanted me to keep it, and so I was shaving the other day. I was shaving the sides.
Oh,
and
tickles.
She goes, "You're not getting rid of all of it, are you?" And I said, "No." And she goes, "Good."
Yeah.
Well, let's
so
see.
So I'm
how,
like,
well,
okay,
okay
fine.
So now we're going to have a new segment every week.
Dan's beard.
Dan's beard.
What, so
can
are we going to bring Amy on?
Yet?
She's
what?
His beard, right?
No.
Oh.
Who?
No. That's a gay
what?
Term.
That's a gay term. Dan's mustache.
I'm actually working on a Tony Stark look sort of thing.
Oh, I like his.
Well, because I'm going to Gen Con this weekend.
Yeah.
And see, so I thought if it was long enough to be Tony Stark-ish, then I could actually wear like a suit jacket to the con.
My favorite
like
beard.
Tony Stark.
Oh, you are going to Gen Con?
I am going to Gen Con.
I'll be in Chicago.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Oh, that's right.
For Christmas graduation.
Drop on down south and come see.
No.
Con. No. You've never been to Gen
Con. I've traveled out, dude. I still feel the boat moving right now. So
don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over.
But yeah, gonna spend the weekend in Chicago after spending the week in the Bahamas or the Caribbean.
The Caribbean. Yeah.
Caribbean Queen.
Did you find any good beers that you can't get here in the States?
Not really.
I did, and I still can't get it.
I asked for a Hoegaarden because it was kind of a fancy bar I was in.
Yeah.
They had Blue Moon instead, which I was happy with.
Okay.
Yeah, Blue Moon, good.
Same thing.
It's a nice substitute. It's not Hoegaarden, but it's a good substitute.
Yeah, but we had a really good time. I mentioned that. You know, that the best part of my vacation, I mentioned the whole Stingray City thing, going back to that. The worst part of my vacation, Friday before I left on vacation, we discovered that my old digital camera was broken.
Yeah.
So we bought a brand
new... Computer is broken!
Brand new, really brand new model of... it was a Kodak EasyShare, is a brand that's not the best of the best, but for my wife and I, it works great. And we got one of the higher-end EasyShares, and it was taking some awesome pictures. And we went show. We went to the show on the boat, and the boat show. There were hoes there too. That's a whole other story. But we're there and we're standing, and I had the camera in my pocket, cracked the LCD, and now it's worthless.
LCD's broken.
Yeah. So I bought it on Friday, before we went on our trip. So the camera's just a week and 2 days old, and I went to Best Buy today to see what can be done. And I was told by my buddy, who's head of the Geek Squad, Mike McCormick, that I can buy a new camera.
Are you trying
because
to get
it's gonna cost
trouble with people?
No, I'm not gonna get. He says you can buy a new camera because it's gonna cost that much to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So I just threw away $180. So if anybody wants to donate a nice Kodak, because we bought brand new battery for it, an extra battery charger. Anyone
Isn't
has
the
an
way
MP580?
Like when you wreck your car, it's always right after you've changed the oil and filled the gas tank.
Yep.
And bought new tires.
Yep. Every time. Every time. That's why I won't work on my car at all.
Well, if you guys, if there's any listeners out there that would like to donate a couple hundred bucks my way, or if you try out get enough people to try out the Audible deal, I might be able to replace that camera, but I can't do it until people try it. So,
speaking of cameras, I know that we've got some new photos coming to the Can Man Show website.
We do.
How soon?
Oh, you mean the Elizabeth pictures?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her.
She's
in Memphis right now.
Did she walk there?
Did rent finish? Are they done?
Yeah, they just finished this weekend.
Did they? I didn't know.
Yeah, they went to Memphis because that's where Thor's from. I think they're taking Thor's son home because he's been here. Real nice kid. Thor is Elizabeth's fiance.
Is he Norwegian?
No, his real name is Tim, but he changed his name to Thor. I think he's legally changing it to Thor Anderson.
Wow. Because of his mighty hammer?
Might be.
He's a
huge comic book fan.
Mm.
And a talented artist, and he's got
big fan
two
of the
full
Avengers.
Tattoo sleeves of images, and I think he's friends with Joe Quesada. Wow. He used to work in the comic book museum in New York City. He was a docent there.
Docent,
whatever they call him. But he knows a lot of very talented artists, and some of the drawings, the tattoos he has on his arm were done by the hand drawing was actually done by the real comic book artists, I think.
So what does he think of the Thor trailer that premiered at San Diego Comic-Con last week?
I don't know. I saw pictures. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Oh.
Looks good.
Oh, badass.
Kenneth Branagh directing it.
Yeah.
That's
a man
impressed
with a very light goatee.
These guys are really going the full Monty to get this Avengers movie started.
Oh, balls deep.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
I'm a little disappointed in the Hulk thing that since I've been gone.
There is only one person to blame for the Ed Norton Hulk debacle, and that is Ed Norton.
Ed Norton's agent.
Okay.
No, that is Norton.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ed Norton, the guy who played the Hulk.
Do you know who the Avengers are, Corey?
Yeah.
It'd be the Hulk, Thor, Iron Man.
I was going to worry about
your
geek cred there for a moment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice. Tony Stark, S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, I just turned the air conditioner on, by the way.
Black Widow?
Crazy talk.
Anyway, Ed Norton was originally signed up to play the Hulk, or that
he
was the
contracted.
He played the Hulk in the second first movie,
right? Yes.
Because the first movie didn't
Ang Lee
count.
Directed.
No,
I thought I didn't mind it. It was just way
I didn't
out
mind
there.
It was entertaining, but it had really nothing to do with the Hulk.
Close your eyes during the Hulk dog part.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, the whole Nick
Hulk-y. My God.
Well, that was just stupid. Hulk kill unkillable creature. Squish.
Damn it! He didn't even say Hulk smash. It took Ed Norton's movie to do it. Yeah. Well, Louis Leterrier's movie to do it.
There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, I was disappointed. Now did they announce who's going to play him?
Yes.
Who?
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh God. I hate him.
I
don't know who Mark Ruffalo is.
He's good in the romantic comedies, like the one where it was Heaven Can Wait.
I wouldn't worry about it because most of the time, and there's a spoiler alert.
Let's be honest.
Rumor that the Hulk is going to be
the Hulk.
The Hulk through most of the movie, and he's
only
the
Banner
bad guy
just
of the flick.
A little bit. He's the bad guy.
That's what he was in the early on.
Originally, in the Avengers, they had to tame him.
So we've seen
spoiler.
We've seen the cast photo featuring Joss Whedon as director.
Yeah.
It is.
He is
certain,
still directing.
Absolutely certain.
Then it's going to be good.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon directing. Done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good enough. Yes.
So you can say Mark Ruffalo is Hulk. Woo woo. Because Joss Whedon's directing.
It's a little like.
At least they didn't cast Nathan Fillion as the Hulk. Because that's, if Joss is directing.
Yeah.
I can see he's in a lot of Joss's stuff.
He's a little busy right now.
Nathan's a bit busy. He's
Castle?
Finally done his thing.
He's got a show that he is just glowing in.
Yes.
You know that the first season, they actually wrote that book that he was writing in that
For
season?
For him.
And it was a number one seller on the New York
So the actual book that he wrote,
that his character wrote. They sold it, and it sold millions and millions of copies.
And you flip it over, and there's a picture of Nathan Fillion
If they did an audiobook version, I'll make it next week's audiobook.
I don't think they have as of yet.
Mike, we can look.
Yeah.
And you know what? You guys all associate him with Firefly and Joss Whedon. When I associate him with Joss Whedon, I think more of the final season of Buffy.
Buffy, yeah. And before that, he was in soap operas.
Yeah. Well, that's where most of them.
And he did some comedies, too.
Crazy.
That's where Josh Duhamel got his start with soaps.
Yep.
So the Avengers thing. So the Ed Norton is Mark Ruffalo for sure. I knew he was rumored. So now
everybody
is
confirmed.
And then
the Avengers is all confirmed.
I saw the trailer for the Green Hornet. I think it looks awesome.
I'm not going to say anything because I haven't seen the trailer, but I still am not a Seth Rogen fan, and I was not a Green Hornet fan of the. I'm not a fan of the show.
Okay, you got to think about it though.
And
if
the girls
someone
were kind of
play
slutty
the Green Hornet
outfits.
Seth Rogen is not a bad choice.
The trailer
really not.
The trailer looks really good. Seth Rogen or not, it looks really good.
So did the trailer for episode one.
Other than the pod racers,
the trailer for G.I. Joe looked good.
Well, you know what? I think
I had fun with G.I. Joe.
I never saw it. I bet it's going to be good. I'm going to put it out there right now. I'd be willing to put money on it that
you
the
take
Green
me?
Hornet. What's
I won't pay money to see.
Wait,
it.
Are you talking about go upstairs
me?
With him?
Do you want
him to be
the
on you?
Shut up.
Offer to me, Chad.
I think it's going to be good. That's my prediction. It's
you think the
good.
Green Hornet's going to be good?
Green Hornet is going to be good.
I've heard so much crap about the new Green Lantern. Movie.
Green Lantern?
Yeah, the Ryan Reynolds.
Are they coming out at the same time? I mean, because I think there'll be people that
Green
are going to be
Lantern
way confused.
Green Lantern is May of 11. You know
the
what
Green
I'm excited
Hornet's
for?
Christmas.
I was super excited for Green Lantern. I am super excited for
Thor. Did you see
the CGI
suit thing that they've got?
On the front of Entertainment Weekly, yeah.
They've got pictures online, and it's...
Yeah,
it's a bit like Mystique from
That's what
the
I was saying. Yeah. I said that last week.
Yep.
I think it looks
except
like Mystique.
It's green but and less booby.
Yeah.
Less the, all the hype is in those guys, the Avengers and all of that. I'm more excited right now for March of 2011.
Did you listen to last week's show?
I, of course, listened
we
to last
talked about Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was most excited for Green Lantern until I saw the trailer for Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Zack Snyder's new flick.
Oh, yeah.
After the show, we will watch it before
Zack Snyder, but he also directed the animated movie, the something about owls. That was his he's the one who did Watchmen, right? And
Watchmen 300. The Dawn of the Dead remake.
This one is about the owls.
You had me until you said Dawn of the Dead remake. Zombies don't run. Yes, of course I saw it. Zombies don't run.
But the mall was just so cool.
Yeah, true.
Is that the one with Ving Rhames?
No.
LL Cool J.
No.
No, okay.
No, the biggest name. There was no big name in that. Just IMDb it. Okay. There's really no big name.
But no, there's this movie coming out about.
Okay, then we're not talking about the same thing.
These owls.
The girl that was in Splice. The main girl that was in Splice. She's the main girl that's in Dawn of the Dead.
Remake. Anyway, so Zack Snyder, he's got a Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch. If you have not seen the trailer yet,
right.
Put the show on pause. Go see it. Then,
looks good.
No, put the show on pause. Get a towel. Put it on your chair. Sit back down. Then watch the trailer.
Scott Pilgrim
versus
the world.
Should they be wearing pants?
Scott Pilgrim versus the world. Yes, I'm excited about
Edgar
it, but
Wright.
It's in like 2 weeks.
That looks funny. Yeah, that really does.
Sucker Punch is.
Is that a summer next year?
Brothel girls killing dragons with guns.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in. Yep.
Green Lantern still is going
to
be good.
You had brothel me girl. At burlesque.
You had me at brothel girls.
No, but this other
girls.
One.
I stand corrected. Okay.
This other
girls.
Movie that I was talking about with owls. I just can't think of Legend of something or other. Dumb. Anyway, it's a Zack Snyder film.
Did he produce or did he direct?
I think he directed it. That's what if I remember right. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's directing
gonna
it.
I'm going to have to IMDb him, but it's before we leave, we're going to throw down that Sucker Bunch trailer.
Okay.
I guarantee you're going to be
Zack Snyder did Watchmen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then he's already the king.
He did 300.
He was king at 300.
Well, yeah. Did he have anything to do with Sin City? Because I thought that was the same
no.
guy.
No, that was Frank Miller.
Frank Miller and Robert Rodriguez directed, and yeah. Robert Rodriguez is in talks to direct the Deadpool movie, which will potentially star Ryan
Reynolds.
He did
the most
Ryan
recent
Reynolds.
Predator movie.
No, he produced.
Predators.
He wrote Predators. And produced.
Okay.
Just before Grindhouse, he pitched this idea.
Well, he pitched it a long time ago.
He pitched to Fox the idea that Predators could be good again. This was before AVP started up. Even before AVP, the first one.
Yeah.
Alien and versus Predator.
So he's like, you know, I'd love to do this.
Well, that's because of Dark Horse Comics.
But I've got these other projects lined up. Someday I'd like to get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then AVP came out because the studio wanted to push something.
They wanted to push the franchise.
AVP R Requiem came out. And totally wrecked the franchise worse than the first one did. And then Robert Rodriguez goes, okay, I think it's time to make this happen.
See, with Robert Rodriguez, he's so hit and miss with me. All I got to say is Spy Kids. But I love the movie about the
Spy Kids
the
franchise was
it was a cash cow.
It was like Nintendo Wii of movies.
I didn't care for the movie.
It was for kids, but it made tons of money.
They made tons of money. Yeah, I haven't seen it either. But then he hit Grindhouse, and I loved
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh yeah, Robert Rodriguez from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, Bandito.
Yep. Holy crap! And I have to say. Psychos do not explode when exposed to sunlight. I don't give an F how crazy they are.
From
and
Dusk Till Dawn,
comes out
the whole,
this year.
The whole Cheech Marin thing where he's out there pitching the...
He was two different people
That's
in that movie.
Yeah. Part of Machete... you're referring to the movie with Cheech.
No,
he was in From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn. He was standing
he was
on the
outside
front.
There.
I thought you were referring to the Machete trailer.
Naugahyde and Pretty and...
Yeah.
Oh, the Machete trailer
a whole lot
came
of stuff
out.
You really can't say on this show.
No, yeah.
You could. You just have to gawk it.
But now, Lindsay Lohan got out of jail this weekend.
Was she in there a
full
2 weeks?
Now we're
going to
jump right into full speed ahead for the Machete movie that's coming out yet this year.
Machete movie.
She's in Machete with Danny Trejo.
I'm not familiar with Machete.
Danny Trejo, the the chief in Fanboys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The chief likes to refer to himself in the third person. It confuses the chicks. Fanboys, available on Blu-ray as of last Tuesday. Great. Go out and get it.
Great movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it right now.
If you're a geek and you like
No, screw that. It was good for everyone.
Over Twitter, actually. Kyle Newman called me out.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Why? Is he listening to the show?
I don't know if he listens to the show, but I might have to try to send him a message, because now apparently Kyle Newman, who knows who I am. And I appeared when I was on the Forcecast, when they mentioned my stuff on the Forcecast. They mentioned my stuff just before Kyle Newman was the big interview of the day. I was proud of that.
He and Ryan are kind of going, we're going back and forth about the whole fanboy thing.
Not direct being with each other, but through the Forcecast.
Do you think Kyle was just screwing around, or is he totally serious?
No,
then?
He's still, to this day, dead you have set to be upon. You have
a
to,
fan of George
to
Lucas.
To call yourself a true fan of George
Kyle,
Lucas, you have to be okay with episode 2.
I was okay with episode 2. What was wrong with episode 2?
You have to be okay with Jar Jar Binks. You just have to let it roll off your back like water on a duck. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah.
BS, man.
Why? Okay, I understand that. The way I understood it, though, is you had to be a fan of everything George Lucas did.
Yes.
But I understand. Screw it. Just Jar Jar Binks. Big deal. You know,
I can blow off Jar Jar Binks. It's the part where he says,
"This hand, it gets heavy, man."
That was Anakin that said that.
Yes.
But if you're watching Star Wars for the dialogue,
then...
I don't know, man.
I never watched that movie.
I'm as speechless as I was 2 weeks ago when Corey Osborne did his thing. Right there in the bar.
Yeah. Well, okay, the dialogue was utterly lame.
Thank you, Chad.
And then the Jedi, who can do... multiple flips, jump off a car and fly hundreds of feet and land on it couldn't ride the back of a two-legged cow thing.
Well, he was thinking with his other lightsaber at that time.
Doesn't matter. He's still
a
Jedi.
I knew lots of stupid stuff. I did lots of stupid stuff when I was thinking with my little head. Okay, my other lightsaber. there's sometimes when you couldn't walk straight if all your blood is down there and not in your brain. I can see how we fell off the cow thing.
I gotta say, my little head is actually fairly smart.
Mine is not.
What are you, like a brontosaurus?
It's kept me so big and tall that you have to have a brain
in between your brain and your tail.
It says things to me like, no, dude, that's not Lisa.
They had a brain between the brain and their tail?
Yep,
brontosauri had two
brains.
There's
no such thing as a brontosaurus.
Brontosauruses or brontosauri?
No, there was no such thing. They were apatosauruses with stegosaurus heads stuck on them. It was a huge hoax. And the whole... paleontologist community would like to forget that brontosauruses ever existed.
Like Pluto?
Pluto. I disagree with the Pluto
Pluto's
thing.
Still a planet.
Eventually, the dolphins are all going to launch back into space
if you can
and
see
laugh
it
their
from
way
space.
Back home.
Oh, I heard on the cruise. I caught on CNN that in 2185, we're going to be wiped out
by an
asteroid.
By when?
Somebody thought it was going to be like
2185.
Some scientist was predicting this year, and then he went back and looked at his math and goes, "Oh, I was wrong. I meant 2185." And now it's all a relief.
It's a it's a 5 mile long asteroid.
They're comparing it to the
2185.
One in Armageddon.
If we're not able to get our butts up there and do something about it before it gets to us.
Shoot, look at us now, Corey.
Oh, no,
you and I are two big fat guys.
No.
We are evolution, okay?
You guys are going to be six shades
we're
of dead.
We're turning into those people from WALL-E. WALL-E is coming true. And that's how, you know how the other countries are going to kick United States ass?
They're feeding us their fatty foods.
Yeah, we're fat, tubby bastards.
Yeah, fortunately, our fighting force is still over in Afghanistan eating nothing but sand and camel spiders. So.
Not breathing in the fumes at Asian nail salons.
No,
when they come over here, everybody's going to be able to kick our ass because nobody's in shape. There's like the 5% of the United States that... You know,
I gotta come down on Ralphie May's side and say, you know what? I may not be able to run at all, but I can push the crap out of a button, okay?
All right.
I can type like a madman, damn it.
Foosh!
I'm gonna survive.
Yeah, no. Zombieland, cardio, rule number one.
Cardio.
For me, it's rule number 32. I enjoy the little things in life.
I love that he was looking for his keys when he didn't lock his car.
awesome.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that was like in the first 5 minutes of the stupid movie.
They were still giving the rules when he did that.
If you're a geek and you're listening to this show and you have not seen Zombieland,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I watched Shaun of the Dead while I was on vacation.
Oh, good movie.
Star Trek was on, the new Star Trek was on the cruise show TV.
You guys did this. You guys did this 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
Nights.
Vision, dream, dream, dream.
Running through your mind. The bass. No, freeze. Nah.
You've got red on you.
I love that movie. I watched that on the cruise, but the Star Trek was playing over and over again on one of the channels. And the TV we had was, you know, it was a widescreen TV, but they didn't have anything formatted properly.
Oh, God.
It pisses me off. And you couldn't adjust settings on the TV. So I watched Star Trek with everybody looking like they were Stewie.
Like.
So and that was so exciting.
Would his hands puff up?
They were huge.
Every time he turns his hand sideways, his fingers get longer.
I forgot how good that movie was. I saw it like four times.
It's a fun flick.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I still want to beat up J.J. Abrams, but not for Star Trek anymore.
You know, on the Star Trek path, I'm watching True Blood Season 2,
yeah,
and there is an orgy scene.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna, there's no...
Bones is in there?
The doctor from Enterprise.
Yep, Dr. Phlox.
Dr. Phlox?
Oh, yeah, I saw him on Criminal Minds. He was a pedophile.
He's one of the cops.
No, he's the mortician. Coroner.
Yeah, the coroner. That's it.
And then in like the next episode, they show him in jail.
I was on, when we were boarding the plane in Orlando...
and he sodomized a tree.
No, he's... what are you in here for, sodomy? What? Yeah, I apparently had sex with a pine tree. It must be true, because I got scratches all over my pecker.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I'm going, this is the doctor from Enterprise.
When we were getting on the airplane in Orlando, there was this lady who had like a Slovakian accent, and she was going off on this guy, and I look over at him, and I swear to God, it was him.
Dr. Phlox. Enterprise.
Yeah, and he just gave, because we were standing like right here, and he just looked at us like, I'm sorry for her. You know, for her yelling at me. I don't know if it was this. It looked like him. It wasn't him necessarily. The only guy from Star Trek that I ever ran into just randomly was the guy that was on Benson. Rene Arjouban.
Abujanois. I ran into Terry Farrell at the movie theater.
She's from here.
Well, yeah, but she was just standing outside the movie theater.
I ran into him in Arizona.
Nobody was bothering her.
Is she doing anything now? I mean, I haven't seen her since DS9.
She did Becker.
Yeah.
She was on Becker with Ted Danson.
Yeah, there's a show that I probably would never watch.
It might
be the best show ever, but Ted Danson?
No. I like Ted Danson, man. Cheers.
Yeah, I love Cheers.
Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, no.
And that's why I don't
like
Ted
Danson.
Three
Men and a Bride is
there was some show that I saw him on where he was cursing. It was, and I wasn't expecting it.
And he had his white hair and everything.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? What movie was that? Was that a movie or a TV show?
It was, I think, an HBO series or something.
I do not know.
I just caught it somewhere. Anyway.
The doctor from Enterprise.
Yeah, he was like, he just looked at me like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
But that Rene, we ran into him.
Yeah.
There's a little town before you go into the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Arizona where they have like a couple restaurants, a steakhouse or whatever. He was eating with his family at one of the tables.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody was bothering him.
Nobody was bothering him.
Must have been home or something.
He just.
Hometown.
I don't know. He just.
I
don't think anybody knew who he was
because
he had kind of a mustache, you know?
Was it a mustache or was it. He's light haired. Does he have trouble growing his facial hair?
Shut up. No, he looked all right. What about Ron? When Ron's in town, Corey, you would know this. When Ron or John's in town, do they get bothered?
I would not know this, actually.
You would not know this?
I haven't actually seen John in person for probably 4 years.
Well, that's not that.
It's been
you were at somebody's wedding or something, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a John's reception.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Ron, when we were there for that, Ron seemed kind of on edge about all the people that he didn't know being there. Because apparently you get a lot of crap when you do what he does.
Yeah.
So.
What, act?
No, you're just famous. Yeah, when you're famous, people know who you are, they think that they know you.
Yeah.
I mean, they treat... I mean, you have no idea. You're just a character. It's a character you're playing.
Oh, is that why you guys act that way around me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Don't leave him hanging,
That
buddy.
Was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
I threw that one in there for Amy.
So, yeah. No, but, you know, you act like you're... People think they know you. I mean, they think that they know who you are.
Yep. They know your character. They don't know your character,
but they don't know you as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, in the case of Ron, if you've seen Office Space, then you've seen Ron.
Really?
That's pretty much how Ron is all the time.
Laid back.
Wow.
Yeah, he was one of the coolest cats in school when I went through there with him. And he was, you know how you can be a cool guy, but you're also kind of a dick?
Yeah.
He was not that. He was just cool.
I love
that. He was nice to everyone, and I was his little brother's friend, so
yeah,
I was over at his house all the time. And
yeah, we heard the pajama parties, the Captain Crunch.
Some things went horribly awry. Some things were quite fun. We had a Monty Python night where we sat and just watched every Monty Python movie, and they were actually watching it to study to see the different nuances that they could. I was just watching it for entertainment.
Yeah.
And these guys knew from an early age that they were going to go to Hollywood and be actors. So
right on.
Yeah.
Right. I thought about, after being on that cruise ship, I thought about applying for entertainment jobs there. Seriously. Some of the comedians were all right, but like my comedy troupe would make a killing there. I mean, we would be awesome on that cruise ship.
Yeah, you would.
To get on there, you need an agent. That's pretty much all you need.
But
I'm your agent now.
All right.
I can make phone calls.
All right. You're representing me?
Yeah, I want 20%.
Okay. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, okay.
Is it?
No, Dan. That's terrible. You are overcharging
it. Oh, man.
I know, dude. but, I mean, you know, you get that improv show on a cruise ship, that'd be awesome. Now their new ship that's coming out, the Oasis, it's called the Allure. Yeah. It's in a way that's gonna. They're launching. Royal Caribbean has signed a deal with DreamWorks, so there's a lot of Kung Fu Panda stuff on there.
Shrek.
Shrek's in the dining room. They had videos of what they're planning on doing with it. So it's gonna be like a Disney cruise line. Only it's gonna be DreamWorks.
The day they invent 3D holography. Where they can have...
Like on the Clone Wars?
Yeah. Yeah. Or not crappy ones like that where it got the lines running through it.
No, more like Minority Report.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they still kind of had lines running through, but still.
Yeah. But like the day they're going to be able... Disney is just going to explode. I mean, they're going to have Mickey, the actual Mickey, wandering around. They'll have little holographic emitters everywhere. And, I mean, you'll be able to go to that thing and actual Shrek will be there.
Well, that's not some guy in a foam costume. Like. No, these costumes look like the Broadway costumes where they're... You ever see the Broadway Shrek costumes?
No.
Oh, my God, they're phenomenal. Phenomenal. Regis Philbin had someone did his makeup up in the Broadway Shrek makeup costume. Uh-huh. He looks like Shrek. Uh-huh. And he's got all the facial expression. Shrek is there. It's not... I mean, it's just like... Yeah, it is somebody in a costume, but you can touch him. It's not a hologram.
Oh.
Now, if they invent hard light holograms like in Red Dwarf,
or
the porn
Star
industry
Trek.
Would go crazy.
Yeah. Or robots that you can have sex with. That would probably be the end of the world.
They have
Cherry 2000.
One of those, don't they?
This is like a fleshlight adapter to a C-3PO
there
body.
There was something that was put on display at the last big porn convention in Las Vegas.
You have my attention. Oh, you're talking about
I heard an interview on a podcast one day?
The silicone,
the real doll thing, but
the
it's
real
a robot?
Dolls. But
it talks
if you see
it has certain
Lars and the Real
and
Girl?
Things.
Yeah, it's a $3,000 silicone doll that feels like a real person.
Yeah.
Looks like a real person. Some guy married one.
What?
In the movie.
No, in the movie.
Oh, you mean in real life?
There was like a story on, it was on National Geographic Taboo. Something like that. I saw a commercial for it.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a channel called National Geographic Taboo.
No, National Geographic Channel. They have a show called Taboos.
Oh, okay.
Where they go and they talk about different weird things that people do across the world.
When you said that, I literally got shivers up and then down my spine.
No, they like people do the people who can put needles through their face and
I do that.
And can walk on fire or that kind of stuff. But people have different lifestyles that other people consider taboo.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that's on I didn't see the series, I just saw the commercial for it, but he was like enlarged in the real girl. He was married to this silicone doll.
Oh.
That's freaky stuff, man.
That is freaky stupid, because why would you marry it?
Can't even cook for you.
I mean, well, some of us
Or guys. Balance your checkbook.
It would make more sense to marry the hologram, and when you flip it on, it would go...
There was a guy in Japan, there's a video game in Japan...
Of the pornographic emergency.
Please state the nature of your pornographic emergency. Excuse me, are you classified as human? No, I am a meat popsicle.
Put your hands in the yellow circles.
On that note.
Sorry, Chad, go back.
Let's close the show. We've been going a while.
Give
me the cash. So thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 97. Coming up in the near future will be episode 100. We'll be having a party. At Dublin City Pub. I believe that's going to be Saturday the 28th. Open to the public reception kind of thing.
Amy will be there with me.
It'll be on the second floor of Dublin City Pub. Back in the party room.
Don't worry, girls. I'll distract her for you.
I will be there. Corey will be there. Dan will be there. Kevin, hopefully, if he's not sick.
Or angry or
whatever.
Tired.
Anybody who had anything to do with the Can Man show is welcome to come. We'll have some sort of food there, I'm sure.
If you like the show, be there. If you listen to the show, be there. If you hate the show, perfect opportunity to be there.
If you'd like to treat it like a graduation party and want to bring me presents.
If you want an XP bonus, be there. By the way, the word of the day is the full walrus.
The full walrus, yeah. Nice. That's actually three words. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Kevin Zerbe for the awesome theme song. Check
Super
out his
double awesome.
His stuff on Facebook, the Zerbinator or Zerbin Tunes. Thank you, Elizabeth, for singing our theme song. If you are in Cedar Rapids and looking for a photographer, dance choreographer, whatever she does, she is amazing. Elizabeth.org is her website. We love you, Elizabeth.
And she's okay to look at, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty easy on the thank ice. You to my wife for not killing me on vacation when I broke our brand new camera and have to replace it.
Well, you're lucky to have gone on vacation in the
first
place.
Thank you to Connie and Steve for paying for our trip.
On our show.
There's no way we could have afforded to go on that. So thank you for our trip, Connie and Steve. Oh, I didn't tell you the big thing. I won bingo on the ship.
Ooh.
$585.
$585?
God. $585.
And how
blackout.
Did you not have money for my boobies t-shirt?
Hey, what the hell?
No, it cost $110 to play.
Holy God.
Connie paid for it, so I gave her that back, and then I gave her half of that, so it left me with $250.
Okay.
So how much were these t-shirts?
Well, no, we had to pay our bar bill.
If they had boobies on them.
And pay for,
then,
our eating at the Johnny Rockets and stuff. But, yeah, no, I won a bingo. It was pretty cool.
Cool.
There's a picture of it on Facebook. I shared them. I'll put them on the
eyes all
show page.
Out.
Dude, I am Jeff so the... fat. I'm inspired
Dude,
by Drew
so
Carey. I am so freaking fat. And I didn't realize just how fat
svelte.
I had gotten until I looked at those pictures. I'm going to pull a Drew Carey, and I hope by this time next year to be at least 10,
How long did it take, Drew?
You know, if you pull on him enough times, he makes his own glue.
That would be something entirely different. Drew Carey. Anyway, he lost 80 pounds since January. So I think I could probably lose 100 pounds in a year.
So here we're stating it right here, right now.
I've said this before.
The Can Man Show weight loss
by episode 150, I'll have some weight lost. I'm actually hoping to have some weight loss before Christmas.
Do you want to start after show 100 so that you can party it up at?
I'll still party it up
at Dublin City.
Well, you can cheat.
Yeah, you just don't beat yourself up over it. Then you eat more.
I cheat once a week. I'm down to
that's
two.
That's what I've heard. That
I'm down to 263.
You do it 6 days a week. You diet 6 and then you cheat. Day 7.
And I'm at a point now where I have to actually exercise. So
cheat on the day you listen to the Can Man Show, and then the other 6 days when we're
and
not
I appreciate you listening. I'm sorry for everybody who was upset with me for not recording the show, Tony, last week. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to close the show tonight with
A surprise.
No, it's going to be Jonathan Colton.
Oh, yeah.
I have not played Read Your Brains in a long time.
We talked about zombies.
We did.
My son will be singing that song for the next week and a half. Every time he hears it,
you know what? I'm
going to
play the French version.
Oh, the French version.
And then I'll play the English version right after it.
Sweet.
So.
Well, then I'll have an excuse to listen to this week's show.
I got to say.
Oh, wait. I listen to the show.
I listen.
Hey,
to the
tell
show.
Your friends. Tell Kevin. Your tell your frenemies. Tell yeah. your
please listen to the show. And if you can't people. Hear me, then you're not listening.
Thanks again. See you next
Cock
week.
And balls.
What it was.
Salut Tom, c'est Bob. Je bosse dans le bureau du fond. Cool de te revoir. Comment ça va? Pour moi ça roule parc. Maintenant je suis devenu un zombie. J'aimerais bien que tu nous laisses entrer. Je pense que je parle pour tout le monde en disant que je comprends tes réticences à accéder à nos légitimes attentes. Mais là on a une urgence, vous allez tous crever. Ça va pas quitter les yeux de la tête. Oh, we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!